You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about this sex education that your kids are taking.
Thursday is going to be kind of hell week for us. Nick's got to get over and to the school and set up for the big science fair that's going on and set up tables. Oh, yeah. And she was up late last night sorting t-shirts and medals and all this crap. And so that's going on Thursday. So she's going right from that into this meeting set up for parents. For growing and changing. And then we also have piano lessons that night. So it's just going to be really a stupid busy night. But yeah, what they did is they went ahead and just kind of did a preemptive slideshow to all the parents. We got it in our e-letters. And you're able to flip through the slideshow and see what they're going to be talking about during the parent presentation and, you know, what they're going to be teaching the kids. And slide number one is, you know, topics covered in fifth grade, growing and changing. They're going to go puberty, fertilization, fetal development and birth, responsibilities of young adulthood, and decision making, Dom. So those are the big topics that they're going to be covering. And then we got really uncomfortable as you flipped further into the slides where they got into more detail of what they're going to be covering with our sweet, innocent, adorable little fifth graders. And they have one full slide dedicated to the M word. Ends with Bation.
No kidding.
Yeah. An entire slide dedicated to that. And if that wasn't shocking enough, you scroll one more slide over and another slide dedicated to something that I can't even talk about on the air.
What is it?
We'll just call them using your mouth for special kisses. A second slide, right after the Bation slide, right into that. I'm like, holy
man,
cow.
Man, sex ed has changed.
You
through the
are
years.
Telling me, man.
Yeah, but
you're like, whoa.
But here's the thing. I know enough teachers who say fifth, sixth grade. The bulk of children, maybe not all, but the bulk of children are talking about all those things.
I know.
In the hallways
and, you don't
and
think
out of the playground
that.
And whatever.
You don't want to think about it. I mean,
you don't want to, but they are.
You go back to how, you know, when we were that age, we were saying horrible things out on the playground and talking about that stuff. The thing is I think 90% of the kids have no idea what they're referring to when they say some of this stuff, I think.
I'd say 40%.
Now they know.
Have no idea.
Now they're going to know. Hey, there's a few. I mean, I know, you know, Reed's got some friends with some older siblings, and he's been schooled on some things already.
Yeah.
That we've had to have conversations about.
Yeah. You know, there. One teacher told me that she walked into a school restroom with 2 sixth graders, and she could not believe what she found happening in there. And that was sixth grade, which your son is going to be in just about, what, 5 months or whatever?
Yeah, and it's, you know, and then they start middle school. He'll be in middle school. So they're going to be getting exposed to a lot of things.
So from your tone, I'm getting the impression that you don't want them to talk about these
things. No, it's fine. It's just so funny when you're sitting there, you know, just it's me and Nick Nack just sitting there and we're giggling, you know, over the slides.
Yeah. So they send this out so that parents can do a preemptive, I'm not letting my kid be part of that?
Maybe,
that
or
right?
just a heads
why?
Up, I guess, of what they're going to be covering in this little meeting.
I don't know. How many parents do opt out and say, like, what percentage? Because you know there's some.
I don't know.
What
probably.
Percentage of parents opt out and say, I don't want my child in that class?
Yeah, and I mean, that's not going to be us. We're going to send him on his way, and, you know,
the
whole puberty thing's going to be starting soon. He needs to know about all this stuff. This is life. And,
how much talk have you had with him?
We've had a lot of talk with him on stuff. I think we talked about this on the air.
Have you talked about the M, and what was the last one you called
it? We didn't talk
about
the
kisses?
M or the special kisses, but he had some questions on some fluid references.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but here's the funny
and some
thing
different
about that
names for that fluid.
Because I've worked with you long enough to know how uncomfortable you get talking about these things.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine you trying to talk about it with an 11-year-old.
It's funny. Nick Nack said, you know, after we had this talk, it was just the three of us. She's like, I was incredibly impressed by you, how you handled this. She's like, you were straightforward. You gave the facts. You didn't make jokes. And I was like, I was too shocked and stunned in the moment to make jokes. I just wanted to lay it all out there and move on. Now, she is happy that I am not going to be able to attend this meeting at the school because, like I said, piano lessons. So yeah. I have to take the kids to piano lessons, and I can't sit there during the slideshow because she's like, I know I'm not going to be able to look at you. Because, you know, there'll be people around. It'll be my time to shine. So I'm sure I'd be cracking comments. And
I have to tell you a story. It's one of my favorite stories. It's with my buddy Milo. He used to work on this show many years ago, and he's still one of my very all-time best buds. And he was asked by his sister to give the talk to his twin nephews, who were in seventh grade at the time. She was a single mom, and the dad wasn't around, and she was like, well, you have the talk with him. So Milo, you'd have to know him. He's the most organized person I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me this long story. This was just last fall we got together, and I was laughing. I had tears coming out of my eyes. He made an outline. He still has it as a Google Doc on his phone.
Yeah.
And then he printed it up while he could have the talk with the two boys. And he took the piece of paper. He didn't want them to think he was reading from something. So he sat them there in the kitchen. And he had a cookbook that he had opened up and propped up. And he placed the paper inside there so they, yeah, on the other side of the counter, couldn't see that he had his printed notes of what to go through. Which I said, well, how long did this talk last? He goes, I kid you not, it was 2 hours.
Wow.
And it included him pulling out and showing them diagrams.
Oh, my gosh. That's intense.
And his takeaway line from all of it was, the line that he used with his twin nephews was, quote, I'm just going to refer to it as your junk.
Yes.
End quote. So I always have this mental image of Milo
sitting there with his notes,
sitting there in the kitchen with these two seventh graders, scanning his Google Doc notes that he has placed surreptitiously inside a cookbook.
At this point, you think he'd have all this stuff memorized, though.
I guess if you're going to do a 2-hour presentation, you do want it to be rather organized.
I guess so. My goodness. Woo. That's intense.
Man. I'm wondering, and you know what I told him? I said, as organized and detail-oriented as you are, there's all sorts of, you know, videos that get millions and millions of views on YouTube. I said, you ought to record the talk with your notes and, mm-hmm, your diagrams and everything else and put it on YouTube for parents who are too uncomfortable to have the talk and have it kind of presented by Milo, and,
yeah,
you sit your kids down. And you say, we've got an hour and a half long
grab
video.
Some popcorn.
Kids, we're going to watch YouTube. You know, you get them interested.
Yeah. Why
and
not?
And then he would go through the whole thing.
Why not?
I was like, why don't you just do that? I bet that video would have 100 million views.
Probably.
Within 2 years.
Get it up there. Well, don't say get it up there, but get it on there.
Or you can't say that either.
You'd have to click the little box that says this video contains adult topics.
Well, good luck. I can't wait
thanks.
To hear the
Let's see how it goes.
The fallout from the
No, I'm not going to be able to you know, after they go through this little class, I'm not going to be able to look them in the eye a lot, I think.
Well, I hope you're looking them in the eye and not somewhere else.
He's just going to be thinking of what, you know, how he got here, I'm sure. Every time he looks at his parents now. Special kisses.
No, that doesn't do it. See, you need the video,
too. It starts
too.
With special kisses.